I'm going to ask you just to bow for a moment in prayer with me, please.
请大家低头和我一起来祷告。
Almighty God, we invite the Holy Spirit here to be our teacher.
全能的神，我们邀请圣灵来做我们的老师。
Lead us into all truth.
带领我们进入一切的真理。
Convince us of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come.
让我们能够认罪，能够知道真的是正义，还有审判将会到来。
May every heart and mind be made sensitive to what you have to say to us today.
每一个人的心今天能够敏感，能够知道你要对我们说什么。
I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们奉我们救主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I've been coming here for so many years. I feel like your family.
我来这边已经很多年了，我觉得大家就像我家人一样。
And since you're like family, and know that Colleen and I have just moved, I wanted to show you where we're living.
因为你们是我家人，所以你也知道我们刚刚搬家了，我跟太太刚搬家，我想让你们看看我住在哪里。
Now, this is a map of Maryland.
这是马里兰的地图。
And you see right there, there's a circle.
你看这边有个小圈圈。
If you write to us, it will go to Reisterstown, Maryland.
如果你要是写信呢，那个城市的名字叫 Reisterstown, 马里兰。
But if you want to come see us, you have to come to this circle.
你要想来看我们，就一定要到这个小圈圈里。
It's called Boring, Maryland.
它叫做 Boring, 马里兰。
Boring.
Oh, boring, 就是很乏味的意思。
Now, you are somewhere off up here, off the map.
那你们呢，就在的地方是在这个地图外边，上边。
If you want to come to see us, you're going to have to figure out which way you want to come.
如果你想来看我们，你自己一定要搞清楚要走哪条路来看我们。
There are lots of roads.
有很多很多路。
I think Colleen and I know at least three or four ways, at least from Reisterstown to King of Prussia.
所以Colleen我太太跟我至少知道四五条不同的路，可以从 Boring 那个乏味的地方到 King of Prussia 大概怎么过来。
Now I like to read maps.
我是喜欢看地图的。
So it's fun for me to figure out different ways to go.
所以我就能够看通过不同的路可以这样走，我就觉得很有意思。
But there are some people that they don't like to read maps.
那有些人不喜欢看地图。
They just want to get their car and go to where they're going.
他们就想进到车里边，然后就走，就到他们所要去的地方。
So for that reason, they have a GPS.
所以因为这个原因，就有了 GPS， 就是全球定位系统。
Do any of you have one of these?
你们中间都有这个 GPS 吗？
You put where you want to go.
你把你想去的地方把它输进去。
You touch where it says fastest time.
你去选那个最快的办法，最快的时间，最短时间内可以到的。
And then it tells you exactly how to get from here to our home.
他就告诉你，非常清楚告诉你如何从这个地方到我家。
No options.
没有选择。
You follow this and it goes directly.
你来跟随这个 GPS， 你就跟着它走了。
Well, that has something to do with what we're talking about in the message today.
这跟我们今天所要谈的信息是有关的。
And this is what I would call a teaching message.
这就是我说的是教导的这种信息。
I love to tell stories.
我喜欢讲故事。
But sometimes I think we just need to focus on the truth of God's word.
但有的时候我知道我们要真的是聚焦在上帝话语的真理之上。
And so today I want to talk about the way God has called us to go.That we might have a relationship with him and go to heaven when we die.
我今天所要讲的就是上帝所呼召我们所要走那条路，因此我们可以能够罪得赦免，能够到天上去，当我们死去的时候。
If you ask somebody, how do you come to God?
你如果问人如何可以来到上帝面前，
They'd want to pull out a map and look at many different ways.
他们就会拿出地图，然后找到很多不同的路。
But the Bible says there are not many different ways.
但圣经说没有很多不同的路。
God's provision for us is more like a GPS.
上帝给我们的这个供给就更像是这个全球定位系统 GPS.
It shows us the way directly to be in a relationship with God.
让我们给我们一个非常清楚的直接的路，让我们看到跟上帝建立关系。
In the 14th chapter of John, Jesus tells his disciples some very startling and sad news.
约翰福音第十四章，耶稣就告诉他的门徒一些令他们惊讶的，但是很伤心的这样的消息。
Jesus said, "I'm going to leave you."
耶稣说我要离开你们了。
How do you think the disciples felt when they heard that?
当门徒听到这些，你觉得他们会怎么样的感受？
They had left everything to follow Jesus.
他们把一切都放弃了来跟随耶稣。
They spent 3 years seeing miracles and hearing teaching.
他们花了三年的时间看到神迹，听到教导。
And now he says, I'm going to leave you.
但现在他跟他们讲，我要离开你们了。
But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
但他说，我将会要为你们准备一个地方。
So I will come again and receive you to myself.So you can be where I am.
我就可以再来把你再带到我那里去，你就可以与我同在。
He said, "You know the way."
他说你知道这条路。
Thomas, remember Thomas?
多马就讲，记得多马。
He said, "We don't know the way."
他说我们不知道这条路。
Jesus answered Thomas, and he said, "I am the way."The truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣就回答多马说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I want you to read this out loud, first in English and then in Mandarin.
请大家一块来读经文，先英文，然后中文。
Together.
一块来读。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
中文，耶稣对他说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Many people do not like this passage of scripture.
很多人不喜欢这句经文。
They may quote part of it, but the last that says no one comes to the Father but by me, they are fearful of that.
有人可能只是来用其中一点一部分，但是最后一部分若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去，他们害怕这句话。
How can Jesus say no one can come to the Father but by me?
耶稣怎么可以这样讲？若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去呢？
That's a pretty audacious or egocentric statement.
这是非常大胆狂妄的自我以自我中心的这样的一个宣告。
Aren't there many ways to God?
难道不会有很多很多条路来通向上帝吗？
Does it have to be through Jesus?
难道一定要通过耶稣吗？
There are two verses of scripture in Proverbs.
在箴言中间有两句经文
，They are exactly the same.
他们是一模一样的。
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death.
有一条路人以为正，最终成为死亡之路。
Sure, people have ways that they think make good sense.
的确，人以为自己有一些很有道理的道路。
Doesn't it seem like if you lived a good enough life, you could go to heaven?
难道不是？如果我的生活各样都不错，都很好，那不就到上天？我当然可以上天堂。
But the prophet says all of my righteousnesses are as filthy rags before God.
先知们说，我自己的义在上帝面前就像破破烂烂的衣服一样。
Yes, but someone says it seems to me if I live a clean life, I ought to be able to come to God and go to heaven.
有人说，我要是过一个清洁的生活，我当然就可以能够来到上帝面前，然后进天堂。
But we read in the Bible that we're never clean until we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
圣经说，如果我们没有被耶稣基督的血来洗净，我们永远不可能干净。
Oh, but I'm very religious.
然后你说，呀，我非常敬虔。
That was my story.
这是我自己的故事。
As a little boy growing up, I was very religious.
我从小长大的时候，我是非常敬虔的。
As a little boy, I had a Bible almost this big.
我很小的时候，我的圣经就好像跟这个差不多一样大。
And I carried it to Sunday school and church.
我带着它去上主日学，然后去教会。
Until at the age of 17, I discovered religion does not save you.
直到我17岁的时候，我就发现宗教本身不救你。
We are saved.Through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们得拯救是因为圣灵的能力，让我们跟耶稣基督，经过耶稣基督跟上帝有关系。
Well, we could go on with lots of ways that seem to make sense.
我们可以谈到很多听起来很有道理的这种方式。
Be religious.
带有宗教味道敬虔。
Live a clean life.
过一个清洁的生活
，do good works，
做善事
，try my best，
尽我自己所能
，worship whatever God you think there is，
你敬拜你所能想象的所有的这种神
，but Proverbs says the ends of those ways are death，
但是箴言说这些路，这所有的路，最终的结果都是死亡。
Well, what gives Jesus the right to say, I am the only way?
什么给耶稣基督这样的权柄？我就是唯一的道路。
There are three things I want you to learn this morning.
今天早上我有三件事情我希望你能够学到。
Now, you will not learn it because I say it.
不是因为我说了你来学。
But I've been praying for the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to you today.So he will be your teacher.
我一直在祷告，圣灵亲自做你的导师。今天让你真的是你能够学习到真理。
First of all, Jesus has the right to say this because he is God.
首先，耶稣有这种权柄可以如此说，因为他就是神。
Until you understand who Jesus is, it's impossible to accept the fact.That you can only go to heaven through him.
如果你不了解耶稣基督究竟是谁，那是无法真正接受，只有通过他才能进天堂。
As a matter of fact, when Jesus said, No man comes to the Father but by me, Thomas said, Show us the Father.
事实上，当他说，若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去，多马就说，让我们见到天父。
And in the 14th chapter of John says, Have I been so long with you that you don't understand the Father and I are one?
在十四章的时候，耶稣就说，我跟你在一起，跟你们在一起这么长时间，难道你们还不知道天父和我是唯一的？
Thomas, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
多马，如果你看到我你就看到了天父。
In John's Gospel, he begins in chapter 1, introducing us to Jesus.
约翰福音，他在第一章就开始把耶稣基督介绍给我们。
And he says, In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, everything was made. And without Him, that is, without Jesus, nothing was made that has been made. Read that out loud with me, will you please? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made.
好，我们一块儿来读中文。太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在，万物都是借着他造的，没有一样不是借着他造的，凡被造的。
You see, it says, in the beginning.
这个地方说太初。
Not at the beginning.
他没有说是。在开始的时候
Jesus did not come later and arrive on the scene.
耶稣不是说是后来才来到这个地方。
Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
And so he was there in the beginning.
他一开始就在那个地方。
That is before time.
这是在时空时间以前，在这创造之前。
All things were made by him.
所有的一切的都是因着他而造的。
And then we move down just a couple of verses, and it tells us this.
如果我们再往下几句经文。
And the Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us.
说到这个。道成肉身住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
The one who had created all things came in a human body.
那创造了一切的带着这个人的身体。
This speaks of Jesus.
这是在说耶稣。
Jesus, who is God in the flesh.
耶稣就是上帝成为人。
We look at Colossians, the first chapter.
我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians is a wonderful book to read. The first couple of chapters explaining who Jesus is.
哥罗西实在是一个非常奇妙的书，在一开始就谈到耶稣基督究竟是谁。
Here in Colossians he says Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Now in the original language.To be the image of God means the exact likeness.
这个地方说到耶稣基督是看不见的上帝之像，在原文之中，当他说是上帝的像的时候，也就是说他是一模一样的。
I've talked to you about this before.
我以前曾经跟你们讲过。
You get up in the morning.
你早上起来。
You go into your bathroom.
你到洗手间。
Turn the light on.
打开灯。
And you look in the mirror.
你看着镜子。这个。
Maybe you were hoping it would look different.
你可能是在盼望自己看起来不太一样。
But what you see is what you are.
你所看到的就是你自己。
It's the exact image.
这就是你一模一样的这个像。
So Jesus said, Thomas, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
所以耶稣跟多马说，你如果看到我，你就看到了天父。
It's like looking in a mirror.
就好像看到镜子一样。
It's the exact image.
这是一个真真切切完全的这样的形象。
And then he goes on and he says, not only is he the exact image, but he is the one Who created all things? Take it back. All things were created. Things in heaven, things on earth. Visible, invisible. Thrones, powers, rulers, or authority. All things were created by him and for him.
他下面接着说，是一切都是被他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有权位的、统治的，或是执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他、为着他造的。
Now, we go on in Colossians for two more verses.
如果我们再往下面，哥罗西书下面两句经文。
For God was pleased. I like that.
上面说上帝喜悦，我很喜欢这个词。
God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in Jesus. And through Jesus to reconcile all things. What things? Huh? What things?
All.
Okay, thank you. All things. Redemption is for all of God's creation.
拯救是为所有上帝的创造。
To reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth, things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
上帝，因为上帝喜欢，上帝真的是喜欢，使一切的丰盛住在他，在他里面居住，借着他，上帝使万有，这个地方强调万有，所有一切来与自己和好，无论是地上的、天上的，都借着他在十字架上所流的血，促成了和平。
Now here's another passage in Colossians.
还有另外一句经文在哥罗西书中。
It is saying a very similar thing, but there's an important addition here.
他讲非常相似的这种概念，但中间又有一个非常重要的加添进去。
It says in Christ.All the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. But now look. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
好，我们一块儿一二三请。因为上帝本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也已经成为丰盛，他是所有执掌权柄的元首。
You see, because he is God in the flesh, he then gives to us the fullness of that life.
因为他自己是道成肉身的神，所以他给了我们这所有的丰盛。
I think of a verse back in the first chapter of John.
我记得这有一句经文在第一章约翰福音第一章的地方。
John says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power or authority to become the children of God."
约翰说，凡接待他的，他就赐他们权柄，成为神的儿女。
And so you see, this one, Jesus.God in the flesh, creator, who imparts to you and me the fullness of God and the authority to be his child, is the one who has the right to say, you come to the Father by me.
我们看耶稣这位创造主，这位给了我们这些生命一切的这样需要，一切的丰富的，他有这样的权柄说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Then there's one other verse, but I will not spend time here. Matthew 28.
还有一句经文是马太福音二十八章。
Where Jesus says to the disciples as he sends them out, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
当耶稣把自己的门徒往外差遣的时候，他说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
I have the authority that allowed me to march the stars across the heavens and call every one of them by name.
他说我有这样的权柄，可以使这个星星在天上游行，然后把每一个分别都能叫出他们的名字。
I have the authority when the little boat and the disciples are being tossed in the midst of a storm to say, peace. And the storm immediately ends.
我有这样的权柄，当门徒他们所乘的船在加利利海上被那风浪这样子颠覆，这样子挣扎的时候，我可以像风暴这样子喊平安，平静下来，风暴就可以平静。
This is the one who says no one cometh to the Father but by me。
这就是这位说若不借着我没有人能到父那里去那位。
Do you understand his authority？
你明白他的权柄吗？
The second thing is that Jesus shed his blood on the cross that the barrier between us and God, sin, can be removed.
这第二件，耶稣基督他因为死在十字架上，所以我们跟上帝之间中间的这个隔阂，这个罪就可以被拿去。
You see, we are sinners.
你们知道我们是罪人。
That's not, first of all, a judgment of your behavior.
这不是在论断你的行为。
It's first of all, a recognition of the attitude of our heart that says, I want it my way.
这首先是对我们自己这个心的心态上的一个评价，也就是我们对上帝的这个心，我们说我想按我的方式来做。
That's the nature of sin.
这就是罪的这个本质。
Self-centered, not God-centered.
是一种自我的中心，而不是以上帝为中心。
That barrier has to be broken.
这个障碍一定要被拿去。
And Jesus Christ does that for you and me.
耶稣就为你和我这样子来做。
Did anyone hear you?Watch the important horse race yesterday afternoon on television.
昨天晚上一个非常重要的赛马，有人去看吗？
Would you admit it if you did?
如果你真看，你要不要承认？
Well, you see, there was a horse race yesterday.
你知道昨天有一个赛马。
And the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
这个赢了肯塔基德比这个赛马的冠军的。
The same horse won the Preakness race.
他也是同样的这一个马去赢了 Preakness 另外一个赛马的项目的。
And yesterday he won the Belmont race.
哦，昨天是一个叫做 Belmont 的这个比赛，他也赢了。
He won the three most important horse races.
他赢了三个赛马，这个马赛马比赛的这一个冠军都被他赢了。
The first time in 37 years that a horse won those three races.
就是在37年第一次一匹马可以赢拿到三个冠军，三个重要的比赛。
The race actually takes, I think, about 2.5 or 3 minutes.
这个比赛也就大概是两三分钟而已。
But for at least half an hour afterwards, the people were cheering.
大概半个小时，至少有半个小时时间，人们都在欢呼。
You see these men in very fancy suits.
你看那个人穿着非常的漂亮的衣服。
And they're jumping up and down and they're cheering.
然后就是跳来跳去，这样大声的欢呼。
You see the ladies in their fancy hats.
那些女士们有自己非常漂亮的那种奇怪的帽子。
Lovely dresses.
非常漂亮的衣服。
And they're jumping up and down and they're cheering.
他们也是跳来跳去，大声的欢叫。
A horse won a race.
一匹马赢了这个比赛。
And we go crazy.
我们就像疯子一般。
Now, I understand the dignity of worship.
我实在能够理解敬拜的这种庄严。
You know, I'm an old man.
因为我已经是很老了。
When you get to be 82, the traditions of the past become very important.
当你82岁的时候，过去的这个传统就变得非常的重要。
So to be honest with you, I don't really feel comfortable going to a church where people are jumping up and down about Jesus.
所以我和真的是很诚实的告诉你们，我到一个教会，如果大家敬拜的时候这样子来回蹦，我真的不是很舒服。
If there's anything that ought to stir you beyond your passiveness, it should be the truth that the barrier has been broken. Jesus died in your place.And you are forgiven before God.
但是如果有什么东西可以使得你从你自己的那种悲观被动的那种情况之中可以出来的时候，这就是应该耶稣基督为你的罪而死，这样的真理应该把你一下子敲醒。
Yeah, I know. I went to college in the state of Kentucky.
我知道我自己是在肯塔基州立大学那边去读的大学。
The college is close to many of the horse farms.
那个大学里跟很多的这个马农庄比较近。
And there are actually statues of horses that won these great races.
而且还有这些马还有自己的雕像，因为他们赢了重要的比赛。
That's nice.
这的确不错。
But oh my friends, that the truth would grip you today, that Jesus on your behalf before God has made you a winner.
真的，今天在你面前的真理，真正这个真理就是耶稣基督在上帝面前为了你，使得你成了一个得胜者。
Acts 13.
在《使徒行传》第十三章
，Paul says, "Therefore, my brothers or Peter, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed. That's preached. That's exhorted with energy. The forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you."
好，我们来读一二三，请。所以弟兄们，你们当知道，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。这人是讲的耶稣基督，通过耶稣基督向你来传讲，来传给你们。
And for that reason, Jesus has the right to say to you, "I am the way to the Father."
因着这个原因，耶稣有这样的权柄来讲，我就是到天父那里的道路。
Because you and I cannot come to the Father.
因为你和我没有办法来到上帝面前。
We sin in our heart.
我们心中，我们在我们的心里边犯罪。
But we come to the Father because Jesus, through His death and the shedding of His blood, has made us clean.
我们能够来到天父面前，是因为耶稣基督因着他的死，他流的血，使得我们。可以干净。
Look at this verse of scripture in Ephesians, the first chapter.
来看在以弗所书第一章的经文。
In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, and I like this, that He lavished on us.
好，我们一块来读。我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，这是照他丰盛的恩典充充足足赏给我们的。这个地方天父把他的恩典充充足足的赏给我们。
Do any of you have grandchildren?
你们有没有孙儿孙女的？
Yeah, grandchildren, okay.
有没有孙辈的下边孙儿女？
Do any of you have great grandchildren?
有没有曾孙曾女曾孙女的曾孙辈的？
Yeah, I do.
我有。
I can know when they're little, they're so cute.
当他们很小的时候，特别的可爱。
And they take them into the store and they say, "I want that."
你给他们带到商店中间，他们就说我就要那东西。
Great granddad says, Okay.
那我就说，嗯，行。
You can have it.
你可以，我可以给你。
And then you go a little further. The child says, "And I want that."
他又走一会儿，再走前面，他说我又要那个东西。
Great granddad says, "Oh, you don't need it, but that's okay. I love you. You can have that."
所以这个曾爷爷就说，哎，嗯，你实际上不太需要，但是我很爱你，我可以再给你。
That's the way God pours out His grace upon you.
这就是上帝把他自己的恩典往你身上浇灌的这个样子。
That's the word He lavished on you.
这就是这个词充充足足赏给我们这个词的意思。
Not because you deserve it.
不是因为你配得。
Not because you've earned it.
不是因为你挣得。
Not because you try your best.
不是因为你做了你能够做的最好的。
Not because you're religious.
不是因为你很有宗教性，很敬虔。
But through the blood of Jesus Christ, He forgives you and lavishes His grace on you.
而是因为耶稣基督自己的恩典，他就饶恕你，并且充充足足的赏给你。
God.I want to be forgiven.
上帝，我想被饶恕。
God says, because I love you.
神说，因为我爱你。
Not because you deserve it.
不是因为你配得。
I'll go ahead and pay the price.
我就去付这个价钱，这个代价。
You can be forgiven.
所以你就可以被饶恕。
Go on to Colossians 1:14. I love this.
我们再看哥罗西书。第一章十三十四节。
For God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. How many of you know how to swim?
他说，上帝救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，你们多少人知道怎么游泳？
You're pretty good at that.
你们大家行吗？游得好不好？
Yes, water. Okay, yes.
有人说大概能活得下来，不会死在水里。
I don't really know how to swim.
我就不需要任何帮助可以。
Oh, I can paddle back and forth in a pool.
我不需要帮助就可以游泳，我可以来回这样子游。
But when I was a young boy, I went to a youth camp.
当我小的时候，就参加一个青少年的这种营会。
I saw all these fellows walking over and jumping into the pool.
我看很多人就是走到那边蹦跳进游泳池里。
I was only about this big.
我当时只有这么大一点。
And I figured, well, I'm not as big, but I can jump in the pool.
我想我没那么大，但我也可以跳进游泳池里。
And I did.
我就跳进去了。
And somehow, I got turned upside down.
好像不知道为什么我就被弄成那个倒过来了。
Have you ever been in water and not be able to figure where up is?
你有没有这种情况，在水中间你根本搞不清楚上面究竟是在哪里？
It is very frightening.
你知道。
And one of the lifeguards came and grabbed me and pulled me out.The lifeguard came and pulled me out. Yeah, he.
实在是很可怕的感觉，不可。我知道我的表情不可怕。结果一个那个救生员过来把我揪出来。
I don't think I was cold, but I stood there shaking.
我不觉得我很冷，但是我站在那边就抖。
Friend, have you ever been aware?Of the darkness of the rule of Satan.
你知不知道你有没有经历过那种黑暗之中那个导致圣徒毁灭的那种黑暗？
The critical issues of life come and there's no answer.
在生命中关键的时刻，那些关键的事情来到，可是没有答案。
You feel your heart and mind growing weaker. With the daily battles that you face.
你感到在你的心里还有你自己的思想之中，因为每天的这样的征战，你觉得自己开始越来越软弱。
A frightening place to be.
这实在是一个很可怕的这样的情况。
But then God comes.
但是上帝来了。
And through His Son Jesus Christ, He rescues you from the dominion of darkness of Satan.
因着耶稣基督他自己的儿子来，他把你拯救出来，让你不再在撒旦的这种黑暗的这种控制之下，权势之下。
And He brings you into the kingdom of His Son.
他把你带进他自己爱子的这个国度之中。
That is the kingdom of light.
这就是光明的国度。
There's one more thing.
就这样，还有一件。
I'll be done.
我很快就完了。
By 2 o'clock.
到两点钟的时候。
Jesus has the right to say, "No man comes to the Father but by me, because He is God."
耶稣有这样的权柄，可以说。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
He has the right to say, "No one comes to the Father but by me," because He's the one that cleanses you from sin, so you can be presented to a perfect and holy God.
他能够说没有人借着我可以到父那里去，因为他就是那位可以把你这个罪洗净，把你带在上帝面前，完美的这样带到上帝面前。
To say to you today.You can be forgiven of your sins is to make a statement that you will find in no other religion in the world.
他可以把你拯救，今天把你拯救，是说你在这个世界上不能发现任何的宗教可以如此行。
And the final thing is, Jesus rose from the dead and defeated death and hell.
最终是耶稣从死中复活，他真的是战胜了死亡还有地狱。
Every other religion in the world has had a great leader.
每一个在世界上每一个宗教都有一个伟大的领袖。
Many of them taught good things.
很多中间他们都是教导很好的事情。
But every one of those leaders died.
每一个领袖他们的伟大的领袖都死掉了。
And with the exception of 2, the tombs can be found of leaders.
只有两个他们的领袖的坟墓你可以找到。
There's only one leader who never died.
只有一位领袖从来没有死。
He did die on a cross.
他的的确确死在十字架上。
But on the third day he rose from the dead.
但是在第三天他从死中复活。
And he became the...victorious over sin, death, and hell.
他就这对于他就战胜了死亡，还有罪，还有地狱。
Now, what's a bit difficult to understand is, if Jesus gives us eternal life, how come we die?
这中间有一点困难的地方是，如果耶稣给了我们永生，我们为什么会死去？
Later this afternoon, Colleen and I will be at a Memorial service for a woman who died this week.
今天下午大概我跟 Colleen 我的太太我们就会到一个这种葬礼，一个姐妹她这个礼拜刚刚去世。
She was a woman who was in the church I pastored for about 12 years.
她是一位我在曾经牧养过12年的一个教会的一位姐妹。
She was a faithful woman in the Word of God and in prayer.
她对主的话语还有在祷告上非常的忠心。
She was a woman who was constantly witnessing to other women about Jesus Christ.
她常常对其他的姐妹、其他的人来见证上帝、耶稣基督。
But she died.
但是她死了。
Believing in Jesus, she died.
他信靠耶稣基督，但是他死了。
She struggled these past couple of years with a disease that ate away at her body.
他过去几年一直在挣扎着，因为他身上有病，在把他的身体一点点给吞噬下去。
Doctors really couldn't figure out what it was.
大夫实在是不能够解释原因何在。
And she died.
他死了。
She asked me to come and pray that she might be healed.
他让我过来为他祷告，所以他可以得到医治。
Last Sunday night, she received total and complete healing.
在上个礼拜天的晚上，她得到了完全的医治。
She passed from this body into a body that the Lord has for her. As His child, she's in His presence.
他从这个现在这个身体出来，进入到上帝所给他的那样的身体，他作为上帝的孩子，在他的面前。
She has truly been healed.
他是完完真正的被医治了。
Do you remember the 11th chapter of John?
你记不记得约翰福音第十一章
？Jesus goes to the tomb of Lazarus.
耶稣就到拉撒路的这个坟墓那边去。
Mary and Martha were upset with Jesus because he didn't get there sooner.
玛利亚跟马大就对耶稣不太满意，因为他没有快到来。
And he said to the sisters, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me will live, even though he dies."And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? That's what he said to them. Do you believe this?
他跟他这一对姐妹是如此说，我们大家一块来读引号中间一二三情。我就是复活和生命，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？你信这话吗？
Yes, I'm going to die.
是的，我会死去。
Physically, they're going to lay me down somewhere.
在我这个身体上，他们可能会把我放在什么地方。
And they'll shake their heads and they'll say, "He's gone."
他们就摇摇头，哦，他走了。
That's right, I'm gone.
这个话说的对，我走了。
Do you know where I am?
你知道我去哪里了吗？
I'm getting suited with a new body.
我就会穿上新的身体。
And I'm in the presence of the Lord.
我就在主的面前。
Because Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father but by me."
因为耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And the positive side of that is, if we're in Christ, when we die, we go to be in His presence.Because Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life.
这从正面上这样子来看，因为我们是在耶稣基督里，当我们死的时候，我们就可以在上帝的面前，因为耶稣基督说，他就是复活，就是生命。
You've been very patient with me, and I want to thank you.
你们今天对我非常耐心，所以我要谢谢你们。
I'll come to the end of the message right now.
我现在就要到我这个信息的最后。
I have a question for you.
我有一个问题，给你一个问题。
My question is.
我的问题是。
Do you want the map with a variety of options, or do you want the GPS that says here is the direct way to get there?
你是想要这个地图中间有很多很多不同的选择，你还是想要一个 GPS 的全球定位系统，也就只给你一条路，你要选什么？
Are you going to play games with God?
你想不想跟上帝来玩游戏？
A way that seems like it should be okay.
好像是选一条看起来还差不多的路。
Or are you going to take the word of God himself?
你还是要是就是要听神的话。
When Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father but by me."
当耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I want to pose this question for your consideration.
我想把这个问题放在你面前，你要思考。
Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your own personal savior.
你有没有曾经来以耶稣基督作为你生命的救主？
I'm not asking how good are you. You're probably very good to be sitting this long in a worship service.
我其实没有问你们到底你们好坏。如果你能够坐这么久在这个敬拜，你们大概是很不错的人。
Sure, you're good.
你们不错。
I'm not asking you whether you're religious or even belong to a denomination or church.
我也没有问你们是不是敬虔，是不是有宗教性，是不是属于哪一个教会或者哪一个宗派。
Have you accepted the one who is God?
你有没有接受那位神？
Have you trusted His blood to cleanse you from sin so you can come into the presence of God?
你有没有曾经接受信靠他，他的宝血洗净你的罪，所以你可以来到上帝面前。
And have you experienced the life that he came to bring you, life more abundant?
你有没有经历到他来就要给你的那一个生命，那个丰丰富富的生命？
Some of you are sitting here saying, yes, I've done all that.
你中间坐在中间的人可能说，啊，我全都做过这些。
Then I have a question for you.
那我有一个问题给你。
You've accepted Jesus.
你接受过耶稣基督。
You know heaven is your home.
你知道天堂是你的家。
But how obedient have you been to the direction God has given you as to how you can be with God in a vital relationship?
你对你跟上帝之间的这种重要的这样的关系所必须的，他所给你的这个方向，这个道路。你有多么的顺服？
I've got my GPS right here.
我有我自己的全球定位系统，就在这个地方。
No doubt in my mind what God wants of me.
我在我的头脑里面，我对上帝对我的要求，我没有任何的怀疑。
Every assurance in the world that heaven is my home.
在这个世界上，所有的这一切的这些应许都不是我的家。
But it's my daily walk according to his instruction so that I reflect his grace to others.
所以我每天跟他的，按照他给我的教导，我每天对他的顺服的这样的关系，所以就可以表达我和他的关系。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, there may be those here today who have never trusted you, believed in you.
全能的神，今天在我们中间，可能有人从来没有信靠过你，相信你。
They may be struggling with the identity of Jesus.
他们可能在为他自己在耶稣基督里的这个身份在挣扎。
Is Jesus really God?
耶稣究竟是什么？
Does he have that authority he claims?
他真的有他所宣告的那样的权柄吗？
I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, they will see a complete understanding and revelation of Jesus Christ.
我祷告借着圣灵的能力，他们可以得到对耶稣基督的完全的这样的理解。
Some here no doubt have no sense that they're sinners.
我们中间也有人知道自己是罪人。
They don't violate the social customs.
他们不会去对这个社会的这些规范来有任何的错误。
They treat other people kindly.
他们对人都很 nice, 都很好。
But Lord, in all of this, they're showing how self-willed and self-centered they really are.
但是这所有的在他做这所有的一切，他实在是他们有很多的按自己的意识。
In the name of Jesus, I pray they would come to the cross, acknowledge their sin, and allow your blood to cleanse them.
我奉耶稣的名来祷告，你让他们都来到十字架面前，能够来认他们的罪，能够允许你自己的，让你自己的宝血来洗净他们。
There may be some here this morning that are struggling with this idea of a resurrection.
我们中间也有人可能在挣扎这个复活这个概念。
It violates everything we understand and know about scientific law.
好像是跟所有我们所了解的这种科学的这种定律都相。